Nothing like praising the King of Glory. Amen. Get a little refreshed, shake the dust off. Friday night, a 19th service, hallelujah. Glory to God. Would you turn to the book of Revelation, please, in chapter 17? Lord, reveal to us with understanding and wisdom that we may be better stewards. In Jesus' name. And Revelation chapter 17. Praise God. Hallelujah. And verse 14. If we can read this together. Is everybody there? These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with Him are called, chosen, and faithful. Now, there are three aspects of this. The word called means to be invited. The word chosen means to be a participant. Called means invited. When you're called, you've been invited. You've been given an invitation, right? When you're chosen, it means after the invitation, you're participating in what's happening, and now you've been chosen to continue to participate in it. And faithful is one God can trust. Hello? See, you can be called and invited and become a participant, but you have to earn the trust of the Lord. So a faithful one is one that God trusts. Amen? Faithful is a representation of trust, isn't it? It is a high honor of God to let know that you are a faithful one. Amen? And Matthew 25. Glory to God. Matthew 25. Praise be to God. And Matthew 25 and verse 15. Talk about some faithful stewards, servants. God is calling His people to be faithful right now. Faithful. There's been enough calling and enough choosing. Now it's time to stay faithful. Verse 14, and it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them." So it was like an owner of something who gave his goods to his servants and said, "Okay, you take care of them." Obviously, his servants were ones that he had invited and chosen. They've been participants. This might have been a first-time test for them to see if they were faithful. Does everybody get that? They had been invited, and now they have been chosen. They've been participating because he called them his servants, so obviously they were already serving, weren't they? But he was trying to bring them to a higher level to see if they would be faithful or not. You don't go to a higher level until you're faithful. In verse 15, "And the one he gave 5 talents, and another 2, and to another 1, to each one according to his own ability." God does not give you any more than you can handle. He knows exactly what your ability is. Amen? He knows exactly what you can do and what you can't do. He does not give you any more than what you can handle. So he gives you according to your ability. He wants to see if you're going to be faithful with the things of your ability. So many times people go, "Oh man, I just can't do no more. I can't take this. I can't stand this." You know what happens? You get off track and you're doing other things what God's not told you to do. "Well, maybe I can just improve God a little bit if I do this." No, you're getting off track. And when you do that, God can't trust you. He doesn't need to be improved. He just wants us to do what He's asked us to do. Amen? Hallelujah. "To each one according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them with them and made another 5 talents. You know what he was? He was focused. He took the talents that God, that the master had given him, and he stayed focused, didn't he? He didn't sway one way or another. He took those things and he utilized them. And he gained 5 more. And verse 17, "And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also." But he who had received one went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. Afraid, fearful. Actually, someone's not trusting his master. Wasn't trusting him. Well, his master gave him an opportunity to trust him to see where he was at. We do the same thing. Before we try to put men into jobs, we send them to the labor pool. They must earn the trust. Why? So they don't bring shame to the name. Those who, because they've been called, they've been chosen, they're participating, now they got to earn to see if they're faithful. Amen. If they're faithful, God gives them more. Amen? And he does that in everything in our life. There isn't one thing that you're not tested on that. Everything is done that way. Everything. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go on. Verse 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. In other words, the joy of the Lord is our strength, isn't it? But understand, what they were doing is entering into a rest because their master was blessing them. He was rewarding them for their faithfulness. Okay. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was what? Afraid. Afraid. And went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So he didn't gain anything, did he? In fact, he took what was his and hid it. It's like somebody not telling someone. Can you imagine not telling someone about Jesus who is dying on a deathbed? Asking them as they're dying, are you right with God? Are you right with God? Have you made amends with the Lord? You don't have to go big preaching and whatever. You just need to ask somebody, are you right with the Lord? Have you made amends with the Lord? In other words, they acknowledge, yes, I need to make amends with the Lord before they die. Amen. Introduce them to Jesus. Slip them a prayer. If they can read it, if not, pray it with them. Hallelujah. In verse 26, he said, but his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. See, he called him a wicked and lazy servant because he didn't take what God had given him and utilized it. He didn't use it. In fact, he hid it. Do you realize that even some of the things that you and I know, more things that we know, the more things we're accountable for? Does everybody get that? We're accountable. You know, knowledge is a wonderful thing from the Lord. But because we know more, we're accountable for more. And this man was given something and hid it. Didn't use it. And the Lord called him a wicked and lazy servant. He said, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There he'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now remember, he called him a servant, didn't he? So he was a servant. So he knew his master, didn't he? But he was unfaithful. He was unfaithful. Amen? Faithful servant. What does a faithful servant do? He endures. He's consistent. He completes. He continues. He's dependable. He's loyal. He's trusting. Fruitful. With a little, and more will be given. I remember that Boy Scout thing. You know, you used to have to say this Boy Scout code, whatever. A Boy Scout was loyal, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Man, I remember that when I was 9 years old. Praise God, it's been a long time ago. But we used to have to know that it was our model to be a servant as a Boy Scout. Well, we have a model to be servant of the Lord. Faithful. Trustworthy. Loyal. Dependable. All of these things. That's how we earn God's trust. Someone who is faithful is there. Just think, if Jesus wasn't faithful, where we would be. We need to be faithful. God is looking for faithful servants. Amen? I had a gentleman ask me today in jail. I don't know how we got on the subject of... I shared with him that, you know, about being faithfulness. In other words, we had to be faithful not to pick up the things that we used to pick up before, because they could be a stumbling block. You know? And he said to me, "You mean I can't go out and, after I get done cutting my lawn, have a couple beers?" I said, "You know, the Bible says those who practice drunkenness shall not enter the kingdom of God." He says, "You mean, what about..." I said, "Listen, those who want to smoke and have a drink, I didn't tell you they weren't going to hell." I said, "But how close you want to get to the Lord? How close you want to get to God? You won't get as close as you should get by doing those things." And this one guy asked a question, and I said, and I don't know why. Well, I knew why later. I said, "You can never drink again." I said, "Brother, you can never drink again." And he looked at me and says, I'm not even an alcoholic. I don't even use drugs." And I thought, "Oh, Lord, how did you get me in this?" I'm thinking, "Lord, why did you have me say this to this man?" And the Holy Ghost said, "Because he wants to get close to me. And he doesn't understand that he can never drink again." I said, "Whoa." And I told him, I said, you desire to be close to the Lord. And the Lord is letting you know you can never drink again. And you must be faithful to never drink again, so that you can get close to the Lord." And the Holy Ghost touched that man. I'm telling you, I've never seen that guy worship so much. Praise God. See, so there's certain things that we must be faithful in. He knows we must be faithful, not go back to those places and step into those things that God has delivered us from. In fact, he calls it an abomination that when we go back to those things, he delivered it from, to build on those things. We must be faithful. This is how we earn his trust. Hallelujah. Let's go a little bit further. Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. Oh, called, chosen, and faithful. Proverbs 28. Praise God. Proverbs 28 in verse 20. 28 and verse 20. Everybody there? Let's read this together. Hallelujah. A faithful man will abound with blessings. Ooh, let's read it again. A faithful man will abound with blessings. But he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Now, a faithful man will abound in what? Blessings. Blessings is a representation of the manifestation of someone who is being faithful. You know, we can go around and say, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. But the manifestation of the blessing comes to someone who is faithful. Does everybody get it? Turn to Ephesians. Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Glory to God. Verse 3 and 4. Let's read it together. Blessed be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Every spiritual blessing. So see, we've already been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ, haven't we? I mean, I'm talking about every spiritual blessing. Right? Every spiritual blessing. Well, why don't we have it? Not faithful. Does everybody understand that? Every spiritual blessing. These are all things that are guaranteed. It's a representation of promises from God for me and you. But they must become manifest as we are faithful. Let's go on, verse 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. So all of these were chosen before the foundation of the world, right? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So he gives us the guideline, holy and without blame. By being holy and without blame, you're known as faithful. You're a faithful one. You're faithful. Because if you can keep yourself from being blemished, you're known to be a faithful one. That doesn't mean you might make a mistake now and then, right? But it means you won't break covenant. It means that when God tells you to do something, you're going to do it. And you're not going to go by sight or what you feel. You're not going to especially go by what you think. My goodness. His goodness. You're going to be faithful to what the Spirit of God says. Faithful. Hallelujah. Blessings, spiritual blessings. You know, spiritual blessings is a representation of also blessed with wisdom, blessed with knowledge and understanding. These are all manifestations of faithful, someone who's faithful. Blessed with finances, blessed marriage, blessed with children and health, fulfilling an office and your jobs and etc. Blessings are the effects of being faithful. That's exactly what blessings are a part of. Blessings are the effect or the manifestation of faithfulness. Faithfulness. And the more faithful you are, the bigger the blessings are. See, God checks us out in every little thing. When the Lord said that he was going to give us the house next door, and it manifested, and then he said he was going to give us the whole block. Of course, I wanted to go out and get it right then. Didn't happen. But now we have 6 houses. Not because of anything I did, but because of relationship, he's able to give you the power to be faithful. Not willing to go back. Not willing. Now no compromising. Well, when is my blessing coming? When you stay faithful. The blessings are already there. Stay faithful. Amen? In Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. Glory to God. Bless you. Jesus is the great example of someone who was faithful. He is faithful. Look at this. In Isaiah 11, verse 5, it says that he was actually clothed with faithfulness. Righteousness shall be the what? Belt of his loins. And faithfulness the belt of his ways. Jesus was dressed, clothed with faithfulness. In Revelation 19, in verse 11, Jesus is our example. Revelation 19, verse 11. Hallelujah. So we see that Jesus was clothed with the garment of what? Faithfulness. So the faithfulness was the belt, wasn't it? In Revelation 19, in verse 11, praise be to God. It says, now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called what? Faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Jesus was the faithful one. He is the faithful one. Not only is he clothed with faithfulness, but he is the faithful one. In Revelation 1:5, it says that he is the faithful witness. Is everybody with me? He's the faithful witness. And Lamentations, I'll just give you a few of these. You can write them down. You don't have to go right to them. In Lamentations 3:23, it says, great is his faithfulness. Thank God he's faithful when we're faithless. In fact, the Bible tells us that we're to eat off of his faithfulness. We're to eat off of his faithfulness. Amen? So we're to be eating off of his faithfulness, so we should be faithful. If he's your example, we're faithful. Glory to God. In fact, in Hebrews 2:17, it tells us that he is the faithful high priest. Hebrews 2:17. He's the faithful high priest. So let me back up a little. Isaiah 11:5 tells us Jesus is clothed with faithfulness. And Revelation 19:11, it says he's the faithful one. Hello? In Revelation 1:5, it says he's the faithful witness. In Lamentations 3:23, it says, great is his faithfulness. In Hebrews 2:17, it says that he is the faithful high priest. Glory to God. Well, for his offsprings, we better be faithful. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 4, let's go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Great is thy faithfulness. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Do you know? You know, you hear about a lot of testimonies in people's lives. And their witness is not right. And you wonder about their testimony. It's because Jesus said that he's the faithful witness. Without being faithful, your testimony isn't any good. You can tell all kinds of people about Jesus, but when they see how you act or what you're doing, your testimony is no good. Amen? Your testimony is no good. So we must maintain a faithful witness of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, and the Spirit will come upon you and you will be what? Witnesses to me. So when the Holy Spirit is upon you and upon me, not only is He living us, but He's upon us, we must maintain a faithful witness of Jesus Christ in every place, everything, and every action. Well, that sounds rough. Yeah. It's rough. No one said walking with Christ was going to be easy. Come on, many of us have come across believers. In fact, when we were touch and go out there ourselves, we would go into places and we'd say, these people are, some of them are hypocrites. You know, they witness Jesus Christ and they go home and beat their wives up, you know. You can hear them screaming and arguing in their house. And it's not a very good faithful witness, is it? No. They're not faithful. And those who are not faithful will not get the manifestations of the blessings and promises of God. Because He can't trust you with them. Now, of course, you can go out of God's will and go and try and get it yourself. Hello? The Bible says that every good thing comes from who? God. Every good thing comes from God. But if we're not faithful with the little bit that He gives us, you don't get more. In fact, if you get more, it's because it wasn't from the Lord. Hello? That's a stumbling block. You know how many people gotten a lot of money? Whoo-wee. Stumbled all over it. Because they had an inheritance coming down from somebody's death or an inheritance from a wealthy relative or something. Next thing you know, they got it. You know what? Bam, they're back out using all kinds of stuff. They're spending it foolishly. I mean, just, you know, and they spoke one thing and something else happens. That blessing was not from the Lord. Does everybody get that? So just because somebody's wealthy and has a lot of stuff doesn't mean that blessing is from God. We want the manifestation of the blessing from God that is ordained from Him to be on our life. Not by things that we've labored in our own successes and brought glory to in our own names. Well, man, I worked hard for this. Well, man, I've done this and I've done that. No, we want to be able to turn around and give it all to God. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing. Children are a blessing from the Lord. Even though when children come in, look at how many children are brought into a place that's a rough circumstance. It's a spiritual law, isn't it? You know, sometimes you wonder, well, how can this person be blessed with a child when they're doing all of these things? Because God doesn't come against His own spiritual law. Does everybody get this? In other words, in His creation, He has created certain things. In other words, you throw a ball up, it's going to come down, isn't it? There are certain spiritual laws. There are certain laws that He has given. You and I are part of creation. In fact, we're part of His creation that are, we're like co-creators with Him. Because you can have a choice, can't you? A woman could, or a man could, prevent themselves from having children. So they can have a choice, can't they? Do you know that this country, in so doing such things as doing what I feel like, there are more unwed one-parent children in this country than there are married parents. Isn't that phenomenal? There are more children that are born out of wedlock than there are born out of marriages in this country. That's a sad thing. Sad thing. It's because of unfaithfulness. Parents that were unfaithful in serving the Lord. Parents were unfaithful of telling the truth or walking away from the truth that they didn't declare to their children. And it's a result of this, what's going on right now. Going their own ways. Amen? So we must be known as faithful stewards. Faithful stewards. You know, it'd be a bummer if you have somebody that's been picking you up all the time for work and doesn't show up. You don't know when they're going to show up. It's like, oh, man, he does this all the time. He's an unfaithful steward, isn't he? You don't know whether or not you're going to get picked up, whether you're going to get, you know, you don't know how or what's going to happen. You be praying, oh, Lord, help me. Help me. And he's saying, as long as you're up and faithful, ready to go, he'll make a way for you. He'll save you from losing that job because you've been faithful. And if you lose that job, he's faithful to get you a better job. As long as you're faithful, the manifestation of the blessing will be there, no matter what. But we want to go on what we see and what we feel and what we think. Oh man, this just doesn't look right. It can't be God. How many times God has sent us to a job? Well, the pay is just not enough. Or whatever it might be, when God has sent you there. Well, man, I got to dig ditches. I'm going to get dirty all the way up to my waist. Just think about Joseph. Joseph in the Bible. What happened to him? But he was faithful not to serve any other gods, wasn't he? Even though he went through all of that stuff, he stayed faithful to the Lord, and the Lord manifested his blessings in his life. He didn't go by what he saw, did he? He didn't go by what he thought, did he? Because you know that he was thinking, oh God, you have forsaken me. What have I done? He didn't deserve all of that, did he? No, he didn't. But because he stayed faithful, God put him in position to be a blessing. He was a blessing to the world. You know that?
Amen.
A blessing to the world. And that's what God wants to do to me and you. As long as you and I are faithful, he'll put us in a position with a manifested blessing that we can not only bless others, but be blessed ourselves. And we'll be blessed going in and blessed going out. But you must maintain faithfulness no matter what it is. So many people come into the discipleship house and they leave before they're supposed to leave. And even after their 3 months is up, some of them are still not supposed to leave. And because of not staying faithful, the manifestation of the blessing doesn't come. But God begins to manifest certain blessings right from the beginning. Because he loves his children. He loves us. And as a father who loves his children, he wants to bless them. But he's not going to give you a full course meal if you don't have teeth to chew. Right? Just like my daughter. I'm not going to give my daughter a... Of course, I'll never give her a steak anyways. But... That kid's going to be unleaded until she can make her own choice if she wants to eat flesh or not. Praise God. But I couldn't give her solid food. Poor kid's got no teeth. I have to put meat in the bottle, right? Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so we need to be, believers must be found faithful. Let's go to Galatians 5, verse 22. Galatians 5 and verse 22. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. In the book of Galatians 5 and verse 22. Is everybody there? Let's read this together. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness,
faithfulness.
So faithfulness is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Faithfulness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Let's go to verse 23 while we're there. Gentleness, self-control. I would say self-control is a part of faithfulness. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. That's all a part of faithfulness. What? Not to provoke one another? Not to boast about oneself? Part of faithfulness. You know, especially in marriages, if you're not faithful, there's no trust there. You know, when I was out in the world and my wife was working and so forth, and I was doing the things I shouldn't have been doing, and she'd be waiting for me to pick her up. Sometimes I didn't show up. I wasn't faithful. After a period of time, she realized, I can't trust this dude. And I'd send everybody else to go pick her up, if I remembered. But I wasn't faithful. Certain ways that we act towards one another, if we don't maintain a faithful conduct way, God can't trust you to go into a place and represent Him. If He knows certain things trigger you too easy, He can't trust you. If He sends you down to the store to get a loaf of bread and a bottle of milk to bring to a diabetic widow, and you don't know she's diabetic, and you buy her candy bars and cookies, trying to improve what God is doing, the poor woman overdoses on sugar, God can't trust you. If He can't be faithful with the littlest things, you can't be faithful with the bigger thing. It won't work. Hallelujah. So we see faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit, isn't it? It is a fruit. See, you can't get number 10 unless you've completed number 1. Hello? In other words, when the Lord said, you know, I'm going to give you this house next door, it was like, wow, praise God, I want the whole block today. Come on, Lord, send me a limo. We'll put on each side, climb aboard and praise the Lord. We'll go down OBT, we'll pick up a bunch of people, we'll load up the houses. He said, uh-uh. You haven't earned my trust for all of that yet. So as we stayed faithful with the one house, He began to multiply it. So we must be faithful. Faithful stewards. When you're told to do something, God expects you to do it. Or He can't trust you. In Numbers 12, praise be to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Numbers, in verse 12. Faithful stewards. Glory to God. In the book of Numbers, in chapter 12. Is everybody all right? Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. In verse 5. Numbers, chapter 12, and verse 5. Is everybody there? Then the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both went forward. Then He said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream, not with my servant Moses. He is what? Faithful in all of my house. Do you understand something? He didn't say He was faithful in the part of it. He said, He's faithful in all of my house. Now listen what He does. I speak with Him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings. And He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and He departed. So we see here that Moses was faithful with all of the house of God. Amen? Please turn the tape over. Praise God. Moses was faithful with all of the house of God. Everything the Lord asked Moses to do. Come on. You know, I mean, he goes into Pharaoh's hometown, right? And all of his brothers or sisters are bound there. And God tells him, you've got to go rescue these people. I'm sending you as a deliverer. Moses is stuttering going, but I can't speak. And the Lord's saying, you're going. I'll let Aaron speak. I'll tell you what to tell Aaron. I'll tell you what to tell Aaron. So Moses was like, all right, okay. Can you imagine going in there and telling Pharaoh, let go of my people? How many times did he have to go in there and tell him? A plague would come down, right? And the Lord would come out, and Moses would come out of there and go, oh, man. Remember when they doubled up on making the bricks? I mean, you know, all the people came against Moses, didn't they? They're like, oh, all right, Moses, take off the garments, brother. Come on, you're out here going to make them with us. And they were cussing and cursing at Moses, but God had a plan. Moses went to the Lord again. But God could trust Moses because he was faithful. In fact, he sent him back enough times. And God uses Moses to deliver his people. Do you understand? Faithful servants will deliver the bondages of God's people. Faithful servants will deliver the bondages of God's people. He'll use them. They'll be known as vessels of honor. Unfaithful servants will be known as vessels of dishonor, because the fruits will manifest. But you know what? It's just like, you know, when you're at work or at home or whatever, you earn the trust of your boss, don't you? You earn the trust of your spouse or your children. You know, if one of your kids says, hey, come on out and throw a football around or whatever, play a sport, and they know that, you know, they can't trust you in that game, you're not going to get chosen, are you? But if you're a faithful player, you're going to get chosen. But if your boss sees that you're showing up on time and you're faithful, if your boss sees that when nobody's looking, you're doing the right things, he's going to realize that you're faithful. That promotion that the boss has given you is not coming from man, it's coming from God. It's coming from the Lord. A little bit here and a little bit there. You know, when we were going to the jail, we were going 3-4 days a week, sometimes five times a week. And when the Lord started doing other things, you know, when we were just in the upper room, in this little room that held about 14 guys, and we tried to squeeze about 30 in there sometimes. But the manifestations of God's presence was happening because men were hungry there. They were hungry for God. And we did that for about a year. And one day Scott had a vision, and he said he saw the wall open and the presence of God flow down into the big tier where there were 77 men. And after a short period of time, the Lord opened that door where we were able to minister. In fact, he changed around the whole thing for that to be a Christian dorm instead of just a Christian room. Because we were faithful to show up. We were faithful to bring people in God's presence. We were faithful. Sometimes we didn't know what we were doing. Listen, even when you don't even know what you're doing, as long as you're faithful, God will move. Amen. What he's trying to say is, get out of the way. You just show up. Sometimes we come in here and we're like, man, you know, what am I, you know, sometimes I come in here and go, what am I doing? I look at my wife and go, how did we get here? It still blows my mind. Staying faithful. You know, the word tells us if we acknowledge God in all of our ways. He'll establish our steps. So it's not always what you figure out and what you think or how it's supposed to be. In fact, most of the time, God is not just going to show up and say, listen, on this date, I want you to go down to this street, this number. Here's the phone number. Here, go ahead and do it. No. He doesn't do that. Sometimes he just impresses on you and orders your steps. And he says, go. And it's like, what? Go. But go. If he can trust you to go and you maintain faithfulness, the blessings will manifest. Every time. Every time. When the Lord told us to go out to Perrymore, and he's telling us to be faithful. Doesn't mean that we have to go out there every single weekend or whatever, but he's saying, don't forget Perrymore. Don't forget the inner city. Don't forget. Now we must be faithful to go out there. Even if it's one life a month. That's one life that can be rescued. One life. What is one life worth? Do you understand it? If we're not faithful, even if an individual, let me share this with you. If you'll get this in your spirit that if you'll stay faithful, you can rescue a life. How much is a life worth? There is no cost. None. No money. A life. There is no amount of money on a life. But if we'll maintain faithfulness, He'll use you to rescue lives. Oh, what a great honor that is. What a great honor. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Let's go to Nehemiah. So we must be faithful in all the house of God. In the book of Nehemiah and verse and chapter 9. Praise God. So when it's time to be faithful stewards of the house of God, even if it's cleaning the toilets, you'll be faithful to keep it clean. If it's sweeping, if it's keeping your bed right, if it's keeping your dresser clean, whatever it might be that God is asking you to do in the ministry, be faithful. Whatever it is. Don't lose course. Don't abandon ship. If he's asking you to wax the floor, don't go wax the car. Amen. In Nehemiah chapter 9. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. Praise be to God. It's time we became faithful. In chapter 9 in verse 7. Is everybody there? You are the Lord God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart, what? Faithful before you. And made a what? Covenant with him. Oh, let me tell you something. When God finds you faithful, He makes a specific covenant with you. Does everybody get it? The covenant I have with the Lord, as long as I maintain faithfulness, He'll supply everything we need for this ministry. The Bible also says if you maintain faithfulness, your house will be saved, won't it? You and your house will be saved. God makes a specific covenant. I know that as long as I'm faithful, we're going to have every house on that block. Amen. As long as we maintain faithfulness, God brings a covenant with you, a specific covenant with you. Besides His covenant of His promises, He gives you a specific covenant, faithful to deliver as long as you're faithful so you can receive. Amen? Hallelujah. In verse 8, You found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Bezerzites, the Jebusites, and the Gerhashites, and every kind of ites. Ay, ay, ay. And to give it to his descendants, you have performed your words, for you are righteous. Now, what was he doing? He was removing the enemy from the land. And because he had a faithful heart, God was giving him promised land, taking possession. Taking possession. If you're found faithful. Now, it doesn't mean that when we're faithless, that we're abandoned. Hello? It means we got to go around the mountain. And we got to wait for that opportunity again so we can be faithful. So we can be faithful. In other words, we have to earn the trust of the Lord. Just like we have to earn the trust of relationships. When, you know, some of us, when we were out there using and doing things we shouldn't have been doing, and wives and parents, you know, it's like I shared before, when I used to come around or whatever, people would say, uh-oh, lock everything up. Uh-oh, guy's here, he must want money. So when you stopped, when you started showing up and not asking for money, they were like, whoa, something's going on. So you got to earn the trust of others, don't you? When you've lost their faithfulness. When you've lost their trust because of your unfaithfulness. Hallelujah. So we see that Abraham was given the blessings of promised lands. God made a covenant with him. Specific covenant with him. And it went down to his descendants. Glory to God. Because of his faithfulness. See, some of us have children out there. Let me tell you something. If you're faithful, they're going to come in. Don't matter what you see them doing right now. Doesn't matter what they're doing and where they are. I'm telling you, if you're faithful with your Heavenly Father and you're doing the right things before Him, those kids are coming in. No matter what. They're coming in. It may look grim. It may look like, whoa, I can't ever see this kid ever getting saved. They're so rebellious and are so way out there. It doesn't matter. You're not to look at those things. See, that's another thing that we must be faithful in. Not looking at those things. God tests us to see if we're going to look at the things. If we're going to go by the feeling of things. If we're going to go by what people say instead of what God says. If we're going to be men pleasers or God pleasers. He's looking for faithful servants that are willing to die to their ways and their wants. Ooh, glory. Psalm 31. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 31. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, make us faithful servants. Vessels of honor to bring glory to your name and expand your kingdom. Psalm 31 and verse 23. Is everybody there? Let's say this together. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints. For the Lord preserves the what? All praise God. You got preservation with the Lord. You're preserved. And what? Fully repays the proud person. What does he say? Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. So, he says, hey, you saints, be faithful and I'll protect you. Be faithful and I'll... You know why a lot of people get in trouble? Because they walk out of the protection of God. Because they haven't been faithful. And if you walk out of the protection of God, he can't trust you, can he? Because if you're leading someone, you're going to bring that person with you. That's why some people are not in office yet. Because he wants you to be faithful. Remember, Jesus spoke and said, well, let the dead bury the dead, because they were following one another. How many people are following a lot of garbage? But if they're truly seeking the Lord with all their heart and being faithful and seeking God, things would change in their life. Faithful. Staying faithful. And the Lord preserves those who are faithful. Amen? Proverbs 11. Praise God. Proverbs 11. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Proverbs 11. In verses 12 and 13. He who is devout... Is everybody there? Devoid. He is devoid of wisdom, despises his neighbor. But a man of understanding holds his peace. What does he do? He doesn't speak his mind. Someone that doesn't speak his mind, God is looking for faithfulness. Does everybody get that? That's a part of faithfulness, not speaking your mind. And verse 13, a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. In other words, he's not speaking his mind. He's being led by the Spirit because he has a faithful spirit. He doesn't speak what he feels or what he thinks to be a stumbling block. But what he speaks is when it's time to speak. That's how we earn God's trust. He will not put you in office if you're going to just speak when you feel like speaking. You can't just speak your emotions. You must take dominion over your emotions. If your spirit man is strong enough, you'll take dominion. If your spirit man is not, you won't. That lets you know where your spirit is. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Praise be to God. Faithful spirit is someone that's trustworthy. Trustworthy. You know, there are people that they're trustworthy. Remember, we just talked about Moses being faithful in all the house of God. There are those who are trustworthy in certain areas, but not other in other areas. There are those who don't tithe. They're not faithful in tithing. There are those who are not faithful in offerings. There are those who are not faithful with showing up, not faithful with the job that God has given them in the house of God. Not faithful. Some of the things, and you know, the one thing is we lose sight. You're tested on the littlest things of faithfulness. That's where God truly tests us on. The little things. The things that we think are, what has this got to do with anything? That's where we get tested on. The little things. The little things that, at work or wherever. The little things. When nobody is looking. Those little things. What we're doing. What are we doing in our spare time? How are we utilizing our spare time? God tests us in the little things. Hallelujah. Luke 16. Luke 16. Glory to God. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Luke 16, verse 10. We want to be faithful so the manifestation of the blessing can come. He who is faithful in what is what? Least is faithful also in much. So sometimes we think little things are so trivial. Oh, you know, what does this matter? It may mean a great deal to God, but it may not mean much to you. But it will affect the blessing that he wants to bring. And he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust in much. So if you're unjust in a little, you're going to be unjust in a lot. Even though you may think, well, come on, this is nothing. God says that's the biggest part right there. That is the biggest. This may look like nothing. But if you're not faithful to that and you're unjust in that, you'll be unjust in the bigger things. In verse 11, therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous man who will commit to your trust the true riches. Ooh. If you're unjust in the money, how are you going to maintain true riches? Is everybody with me? In verse 12, and if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? Who? No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mm-mm. And that's what the devil wants to get us into. We've been talking about debt lately. If the devil can get you into debt, does everybody get it? You end up serving mammon. Does everybody get it? You end up serving money. You can't serve God because you're too busy serving money. If he can get you in enough debt, that's all you're concerned about is how you're going to get out of debt. Does everybody get it? Man, how am I going to get out of debt? I thought this blessing was from the Lord. God doesn't interrupt himself. And remember, we talked about where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's freedom, and debt's not freedom. Amen? Can't serve money or worldly things by getting in debt. Ooh. Revelation 2. Revelation 2. Glory to God. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 1. Hallelujah. So the angel of the church of Ephesus write these things, says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. Sounds like a good church. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars. Doing the right thing. And you have preserved... Thank you. And you have persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Wow, that sounds like a real good church. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. You know what? They were not faithful in maintaining their relationship with their Heavenly Father. They got involved in works. In verse 5, remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works. In other words, they got off course, didn't they? They got off course. In other words, get back to where you know you're supposed to be. Spiritually and physically. Get back to where you know you're supposed to be. Now, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise of God. Faithful to maintain your first love. Faithful to maintain the first things God has given you to do. You know how many people go on to something else and they haven't completed the first thing God has asked them? Amen. Faithful. We must be faithful to complete one thing at a time. Amen? Glory to God. In other words, one of the things that we must be faithful in doing is seeking the kingdom of God. The Bible says, then all things will be added unto us. If we're not faithful in seeking the kingdom of God and His ways, things won't be added, will it? Those things that are added are known as the manifestations of the blessings of God. Seeking the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. In Matthew 5, oh, praise God. Sounds like a teaching night to me. In Matthew chapter 5. Could be a warning night, amen? Hallelujah. In verse 6. What's the first word? Blessed. What's the opposite of blessed?
Cursed.
It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be. In other words, blessed are those who are faithful, who are seeking the righteousness of God. Blessed are those who are faithful, who seek God's righteousness, thirst and hunger for His righteousness, and He will fill you. In other words, not only will He fill you with His Spirit, but the blessings of the manifestation of His promises will come forth in your life because you are faithful to seek His righteousness. Faithful to seek His righteousness. Does everybody get that? In Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. To God be the glory. All we want to be faithful. In fact, not only do we want to be faithful, we've got to be faithful. It isn't any more of a choice. You want the blessings of the Lord to be manifested in your life. You want the trust of the Lord. You must be faithful. Hallelujah. Chapter 55 of Isaiah in verse 1. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have what? No money. Come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. It doesn't cost anything. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? In other words, things they can't spiritually eat from. Spending on carnal worldly things. Wasted things. They cannot expand the kingdom of God. And your wages for what does not satisfy. Do you know how many people are out trying to buy something to satisfy them? Let's see, if I buy this car or this thing or buy this material thing, whatever it is, I'll get satisfaction. You know what? After a short period of time, it wears off. And they still haven't paid that off yet. And they're gone to another one. And they haven't paid that off yet, and they're gone to another one. Trying to buy satisfaction of worldly things doesn't work. The only thing that satisfies you and me is God's presence. And it's a wonderful thing when He surprises you with that blessing because of your faithfulness. It's like, whoa, that's for my daddy. That's for my daddy. Thank you, Lord, that's for my daddy. You know, we got really blessed when we went to the second harvest to get food. I mean, you know, what they blessed us with. They even gave us stuff. They gave us stuff. I mean, they gave us diapers. I mean, they gave us stuff. We left there probably, my wife said, about $1,000 worth of stuff for $250 or whatever it was. I'm like, wow. Just gave us stuff. My wife came home from work. She's coming home from work. People are giving her food. We just got a call the other day from a woman that said, come and basically take the inside of the house. TVs and VCRs and... It's like, whoa, Lord. You know, he says, if you're faithful, I'll devour the devourer. I'll protect you from him stealing, and I'll put in your barn a blessing that will overflow that you can't contain it. It's happening. Did it happen all at once? No. No, you must be faithful. Because you must earn the trust of him or what you're going to do with it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Everything's coming in. Now listen. It says, listen carefully to me and eat what is good. So what he's telling us is what we need to do. What we need to eat. What we need to sow. What we need to do. He's saying, eat. Listen to me, he says in his word in Isaiah. Listen to me and I'll tell you what to eat. In fact, he says, listen carefully and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. So, as we're faithful to be obedient to the things he's telling us to eat, see, you got to learn how to make your own meals. When he said to Peter, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "Feed my sheep." He asked him three times, "You love me?" To feed my sheep, feed my sheep, feed my people. Everyone that's a part in this ministry is to learn how to get your own meals, so that you can feed God's people. His sheep. But you must be faithful to begin to get those meals from God. Everything that is taught in this ministry, you must be able to teach. And we read last few nights ago that we must be able to teach. You must be able to teach. Why? Because the world needs to know. People need to know the truth. It's truth that makes them free, right? In Psalm 1. In Psalm 1, in verse 1. Now you got to understand, if you're not going to get these meals and you're just receiving these things that is being taught to you, not preparing yourself to teach, God doesn't find you faithful, does he? Because these are little things that he's asking you to do. Hallelujah. In Psalm 1, in verse 1, everybody say, blessed.
Blessed
is the man
who
walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Anyone who practices any one of these things is an unfaithful steward. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In other words, he's faithful because he's delighting in the ways of God. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. And as long as you're faithful, you'll be bearing fruit. And the manifestation will come in the season. Whose leaf also will not wither, and the devil can't steal it. As long as you stay faithful. whatever he does shall what? Prosper. Why? Because whatever you do, whatever you touch, will prosper because you have been faithful, and the promises and covenant of God will manifest, and those are known as the blessings of the Lord. They're the blessings of God. You know, don't disregard the small blessings. Amen. Don't disregard those. Because if you disregard those, you'll disregard the bigger ones. And I want to close with 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Hallelujah. Faithful steward. Faithful servants. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And verse 8. And as we maintain faithfulness, we'll be able to go pray this prayer. First Chronicles chapter 4. Let's go to verse 9. Everybody read this with me. Now Jabez was more honorable. In other words, he was more faithful than his what? Brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, and that I may not cause pain. This was a prayer he prayed, isn't it? He was found faithful, wasn't he? Now look it. So God granted him what he requested. A faithful steward, God will grant your request. The manifestations of God's blessings will come to pass as long as you are faithful in a little. He'll be faithful in the larger. Faithful. We must be faithful in conduct. We must be faithful in finances. We must be faithful stewards in all the things of the house of God. All the way. All the way. And then when you pray that prayer, God will grant it. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, give us the strength to be faithful stewards. And Lord, in all the things that we've been unfaithful, we ask for your forgiveness, for your mercies, and for your grace. And we ask for another opportunity, Lord, to make it right, so that we can be known as faithful stewards, faithful servants, and vessels of honor to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,